This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The Rockland County District Attorney will be launching an investigation into why the suspect in a deadly library stabbing was out on the streets after being arrested for rape 2 months ago. Here's WCBS's Mac Rosenberg.
Blanchard Glodden was arrested in November and charged with attempted rape. Police say he attacked a woman inside her hospital room at Nyack Hospital. Bail was set in the case at $100,000, but Glodden was released after spending 6 days in jail. It's not clear why. Did it have something to do with the new bail reform law? Here's CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
Many judges, come November and December, were going according to the new law because the defense argument was, well, on January 1st, he can get out without having to post bail. So we may as well do it now.
And then on Tuesday, library security guard Sandra Wilson was stabbed to death here at the Finkelstein Memorial Library when police say she told Glodden to turn down his music. Rockland County DA Tom Walsh, who just took over in January, is vowing to investigate why Glodden was let out of jail in December. In Spring Valley, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
3 days and no verdict for Harvey Weinstein. When the rape trial jury convenes again today, they'll go over testimony from Sopranos actress Annabella Sciorra, who says he hired an Israeli spy agency to dig up dirt on women he thought might accuse him. Governor Cuomo has a proposed compromise to restore New Yorkers to the trusted traveler programs that allow passengers to speed through airport security checkpoints. Cuomo has offered to give federal agencies access to the DMV database without social security numbers of applicants, which would identify someone's immigration status. Speaking on WAMC Radio this morning,
ICE wants this database like they want oxygen. Why? Because if you get that database, you can just pull up all the drivers without a social security number, and it's shooting fish in the barrel. You have the picture, you have the address, and you know they're undocumented.
He added, I have no problem facilitating public safety. I have all the problem in the world turning over a list that could show undocumented people, and I won't do it. And the Westchester County DA is urging anyone else who may have been a victim of a Peekskill police officer arrested for sexual abuse to come forward. Peekskill officer Michael Agavino has been accused of sexually abusing a woman in her home, forcing her to undress and groping her. Agavino had first come into contact with the woman while investigating a reported larceny. DA Anthony Scarpino said his office first learned of the woman from a news outlet after she reached out to reporters. He's urging anyone else who may have been abused by the officer to go directly to police or prosecutors. Let's get a check of our weather forecast. We head over to the Weather Center for our WCBS Exergen weather forecast. Here's meteorologist Bob Larson.
Bright and sunny this afternoon, but quite chilly. A high of 36 degrees and clear. Cold weather tonight, dropping into the 20s. In fact, right around 20 for low throughout the Hudson Valley. 28 in the city. We're looking at a nice weekend coming up, but it'll be turning milder. Sunny tomorrow, high up to near 50 tomorrow afternoon. Sunday, mostly sunny, high 54. Temperatures now range from 28 in Westhampton to 32 in Plainfield. It's 31 in Midtown with a high of 36.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.